Bree Clark is the self-proclaimed queen of fishing line.
What's your special tool there?
It's, I don't know what it's called, but I call it a trash picker-upper thingy. So.
Is it working pretty good?
Yeah.
How much stuff have you got today? A lot?
Yeah, a lot. We got 2 jars, a lot of cans, a lot of fishing line, hooks, a lot of stuff.
She's one of more than 650 elementary students from Sterling, Soldotna, and Kenai who spent Thursday and Friday morning picking up hundreds of pounds of trash from campgrounds and other spots along the Kenai River.
My name's Aaron.
Where do you go to school?
Soldotna Montessori Charter School.
Have you found a lot of trash today?
Yeah, we found fishing lines and some beer cans. All the beer cans are in there.
This is the 6th year the school district has teamed up with the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association and the Kenai River Professional Guides Association. Ray DeBartleben is with the Guides Association. He credits his river colleagues, Mark and Cindy Glassmaker, for helping get the kids involved.
They've done a lot of prep work to pull this thing off year after year after year. And it seems so that every year I've been involved in this, this seems like there's less and less garbage that we find. First year was like 8,000-10,000 pounds. The next year was like 6,000. And maybe one day we'll be down to only 400-500 pounds a year. So it's done a good job.
KIRS's new executive director, Ben Moore, is getting his first look at the annual event, which in the past 5 years has collected more than 7 tons of trash. He says he'd like to get even more students involved in the years ahead.
There's 2 reasons for it. One is the really clear, obvious one, getting the place cleaned up. The other one is teaching the kids to take care of this place and to make sure that the habitat, the riverbanks, and everything is in as good a shape as possible. Making sure that we're teaching the next generation that they need to be treating it as well as or better than we do.
And that younger generation has a message for any would-be litter bugs out there.
And what would you tell people who leave their nasty stuff down here next to the river?
To pick it up.
So you don't have to?
Yeah. And so it doesn't get to the environment and kill stuff.
What do you think about people that just leave their stuff on the river like this?
They are kind of stupid.
Do you think they know what they're doing?
No.
They don't know what they're doing?
I mean, some people might. No, they're polluting the world.
What would you tell them if they were here?
Don't do that.
Reporting from a now trash-free Centennial Park in Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.